भगवद गीता 12.1 अर्जुन उवाच एवं सतत युक्ता वये भक्तास्त्वां परिपासते ये चाप्यक्षरम अव्यक्तम तेषां के योग वित्तमः. सो हियर स्टार्ट ऑफ द 12th चैप्टर विच इज कॉल्ड एज भक्ति योगा. इन दिस चैप्टर अर्जुन asks Krishna about a question that is a subject of great controversy among spiritualists. He is asking about two principal categories of spiritualists. Evam satata yuktaye bhaktas tvam paripasate. Those who are bhaktas, those who are devotees, satata yukta, those are always engaged in your bhakti. Bhaktas tvam paripasate, they worship you. Ye chapya aksharam avyaktam. And then there are those who are attracted to the unmanifest, the infallible. Tesham ke yoga vittama. So on one side Arjuna is asking about the personalists, on the other side he is asking about the impersonalist. Tesham ke yoga vittama, among them who are better? Yoga vittama means who are better situated in yoga, who are more excellent in yoga. Yoga means connection. So those who are better connected. Now, actually, better connected. A similar statement Arjuna Krishna has already made in 6th chapter. I will discuss that later, either in this or the next verse. But let's look at the context. The 11th chapter is the Virat Rupa Darshan. And that chapter is now over. And the 12th chapter is beginning now. And in this 12th chapter, the connection broadly is not so much specific in terms of linkages between 11th and 12th. It is more in terms of themes that are being explored. So, Krishna is told in 9.15 about three kinds of people who approach him. Jnana yagyena chapyanye yajanto mam upasate ekatvena pruthaktvena bahudha vishvato mukham. So he says that he's talking about in 10.11 and 12 he talked about those who are pure devotees. Sorry, those who are offenders, those who consider his form to be mundane. And 13.14 talks about the pure devotees. So there are two extremes. Those who approach Krishna with great devotion and those who approach Krishna as a manifestation of illusion to go beyond. And in between are three categories of people. And there he says, ekatvena pruthaktvena bahudha vishvato mukham. So ekatvena is those who conceive of themselves as one with God. Pruthaktvena Bahudha is the demigod worshippers, and Vishvatomukham is referring to the worship of the universal form. So, Krishna has talked about Pruthaktvena Bahudha immediately after that, from the 16th verse onwards till the 27th verse, when he compares the worship of the devatas with his own devotional service. Then the Vishwarupa Upasana he has talked about in the 11th chapter. And now in the 12th chapter, Arjuna is asking him about what is the status of those who conceive of themselves as one with God? Ekatvena. After displaying the magnificent universal form, Krishna has concluded in 11.55 with a declaration that actually it is with bhakti that one can attain him. Mat karma krun mat parmo mat bhakta sangavarjitaha nirvairah sarvabhuteshu yah samameti pandava. So who will attain me, O Pandava? Those who are Madhbhakta. Madhbhakta Sangha. My devotees will attain me. And they have to cultivate detachment, work for him, all that is there. But essentially Krishna is talking about his devotees. So Vishwarupa Aradhana is not considered to be the ultimate perfection. It is devotion to Krishna that is considered to be higher. So in a sense, pantheism and impersonalism are similar. Pantheism is the idea that everything is God. That means that God is distributed, diffused in the totality of nature. And one way of considering that could be the universal form worship. Although the Bhagavata itself doesn't talk about that kind of worship, because the Bhagavata is clear that the universal form is not an independently existing absolute truth. Rather, the universal form is something which is manifested by the will of Krishna, and it becomes unmanifested by the will of Krishna. So the universal form is in that sense subordinate to Krishna. And now the question comes up, okay, but the idea is the universal form manifests how the absolute is pervading the universe, is spread over the universe. Impersonalism also has a similar idea that God doesn't have a personal manifestation, but rather he has an impersonal manifestation which is diffused in all of the spiritual reality. So in that sense, pantheism and impersonalism have the same idea of distribution or diffusion of the existence of God. In pantheism, it's more of God is manifested through nature in this world, whereas impersonalism has the idea that God is manifested beyond this world and as the all-pervading Brahman. Of course, in some understandings, even the material nature is considered to be a manifestation of reflected or some kind of manifestation of the Brahman. So God is diffused through this world also. So we could say impersonalism and pantheism are similar conceptions of God where he is diffused or distributed. And they can refer to different domains, matter and spirit, of the distribution of the absolute. Or we could say that if you consider matter as something which is like a reflection of the spirit, as is conceived of in some schools of impersonalism, then we have impersonalism as the big set and pantheism as a set within that. But without getting too much into technicalities and splitting hairs on that, the point is that Arjuna is asking that Krishna, just as you said that it is you who are to be attained by the worship of, by the practice of bhakti, not something beyond you. So then similarly, what about the impersonalists who think that there is something beyond you? What is their status? Tesham ke yoga vittamaha. Among these two categories of people, who is the one who is more closely united with me? This question reveals that Arjuna himself is a fairly sophisticated listener. That means he is also philosophically savvy. If someone is not philosophically savvy, they can't answer questions of this caliber. Or what is to become answering question, they cannot even raise questions of this caliber. In some cases, in third chapter, say Arjuna asks a question that is not at all easy to understand. For example, third chapter, when he asks, Jayasi Chet Karmanaste Matta Buddhir Janada Tatkim Karmani Ghore Mam Niyo Jasi Keshava. If you think better than karma, Jayasi Chet Karmanaste Matta Buddhir Janada, if see Buddhi is greater than karma, then Tatkim Karmani Ghore Mam Niyo Jasi Keshava. Then, O Keshava, why are you engaging me in ghor karma? So Arjuna thinking of in terms of conventional hierarchy,
It is karma kanda, karma yoga, and bhakti yoga. So here, Arjuna wants to rise to the level of bhakti yoga by hearing the Gita's wisdom. But then the voice of passion is also coming inside him. And more importantly, Arjuna represents all of us. So we have this suggestive voice inside us. It sometimes comes with good suggestions and quite often with fairly bad suggestions. So to deal with it, how do we go ahead? Arjuna will ask this question to recognize, at least in this question, what Arjuna is asking is very clear. Two categories. The devotees are in one category and those who are worshippers of impersonal are in the other category. And Krishna will answer this question specifically in text 2, but the answer goes on till text 7. And we'll see that in our future talks. Thank you.